Hello, my name is Xavier Mercado, and this is Spearhead Conversations. Today, I'm joined by a special guest, Alicia, a bilingual vocalist out of Milwaukee that is on the rise. I've heard her voice. I've now have her song stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. And it's been good getting to know her in the time leading up to this interview. I'm happy she agreed to this interview. So without further ado, how you doing, Alicia?
I'm good. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Man, it's been busy, but you have been busy as well.
I have been.
Yeah.
Working silently, but working.
Got you. Well, you just dropped a track last week.
Mm-hmm. El que quiere lo hará, which is salsa, my first salsa. Not my only one.
Yeah.
But it's my first salsa.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you brought back that, like, summertime in the mm-hmm. South Bronx, water hydrant open. They got the boombox blaring on the stoop. Like, mm-hmm. man, La India vibes.
Absolutely. And that has been one of, like, the greatest compliments because La India is amazing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just to be on that, you know, is a beautiful thing for sure.
Well, man, all right. Well, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's jump.
Get my jitters out.
All right. So where were you born?
So let's start my parents. So I'm Puerto Rican mm-hmm. by blood, 100%.
For sure.
Both of my parents are born and raised in Puerto Rico mm-hmm. in a small, I don't want to say city, but it kind of is in Aguilitas, in Juana Díaz, Puerto Rico. And my mom moved around from state to state. I was actually born in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Went back to Puerto Rico and ended up in Wisconsin somehow, from Racine to Milwaukee.
Oh, wow. Got you.
And I've been here since. So I guess you can say I'm raised here for sure.
For sure. I was born in the South Bronx. 6 months later, your boy touched down in this state. And we've been here ever since.
Never left.
Never left. I get made fun of when I go back to New York. They're always like, you have an accent. And then I just look at them like,
what kind of accent?
They say we have country accents.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
My titis and tios, they all like, you talk like you're a farmer. I'm like, but with the New York accent, yo B.
Right. I feel like I got the New York from you for sure.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
So how was your childhood here?
It was good. Yeah. It wasn't bad at all. It wasn't bad. I mean, I really did have a good childhood here. Mm-hmm. My mom did such a great job.
What school did you go to here?
Where do we start? Elementary, middle, high school? Which
elementary.
One?
let's go through the list.
K-4 through fifth grade, I was at St. Adalbert, a Catholic school, on Forest Home, on Forest Home. Then I went to Morgandale, like some random mm-hmm. elementary. And then high school, I was at Milwaukee High School of the Arts. So
nice.
Of course, right? In art school.
What type of hobbies were you into?
I played sports. Growing up, I was a sports girl. I played volleyball. I played softball. Still into music for sure, but I was more into sports. And I think that did it for me. Sports besides singing covered a lot of my childhood, I guess.
What's your earliest memory of finding? Well, you say you're sports. Mm-hmm. What's your earliest memory finding music?
Ooh. You know, I was always into music. Mm-hmm. My mom knew it before I knew it, I think, and she like took action right away. I took vocal lessons. I took piano lessons, I remember, for years.
Yeah.
So it was always in my life. I used to be the girl, and I don't even know how my mom got me to do it. Mm-hmm. Who we used to go to birthday parties, and she's like, she's gonna sing happy birthday. She's gonna sing happy birthday. And people were like paying me, you know, to like sing happy birthday. It was just always there in front of me. I think I didn't see it soon enough, but it's always been a part of my life.
Who were musical influences of yours growing up?
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody. My mom was an old school, you know, woman. So all the things that she listened to, I was into, you know. She used to, look, we used to drive around. My mom had a blue Honda Civic with a loud exhaust on it. And she used to play all the jams.
You Puerto
know?
Rican.
We were the hottest thing on the block, you know.
Hatchback.
She had the Civic. But man, all the oldies. My mom was listening to pop, to everything. And I feel like that's where my love for all the genres came in, because mm-hmm. I love everything.
How do you feel it resonates with you?
I'm into like vibrations and energy, and I think it just depends on how I'm feeling, what I want to feel, and
for sure,
yeah. Trying to get the jitters out.
Yeah. Walk me through your creative process.
So I was super strict with my creative process. Let me tell you, I could not write lyrics without having some type of beat, some type of like melody already like made. Now it's a little better.
Yeah.
I get a melody in my head. For example, El Que Quiere Lo Hará. It was a Friday. I was cleaning, doing my deep clean Fridays.
Yeah. For sure.
And I had this melody in my head, and all of a sudden, like, I had to stop what I was doing and start writing. And I think that's been one of the greatest changes in my creative process, because I don't have to rely on a beat. You know, it's the beats are in my head. They're playing. The melodies are already playing in my head.
Yeah. What was the first song you ever wrote? Do you remember?
Fun fact, when I was younger, I used to upload videos of myself on YouTube. And I still have them on there. I'm private for sure, not public, but
yeah.
I don't even know. It was a song on the piano, and it was just me singing some like random lyrics that I made, but it went like, because I know this time will last, whatever that is. But but I was writing. It was random, but I was writing.
Yeah, I started through poetry.
Really?
Yeah, my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Costello, shout out to Mr. Costello. He's been on the platform. But he did a section in the semester, was it semester, quarter, whatever. He did a section where it was just focusing on poetry. And awesome. Through there is where I really, that's where I always knew that I could follow the rhythm of a song. I always knew I could count a song. You know what I mean? And you just, by freestyling, you could end on where you're supposed to end because you feel it and it's a rhythm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And through that, that's where I ended up.
And poetry is powerful. Like, just like music, it is powerful.
When did you realize music was a passion of yours?
I feel like it would be wrong for me to say to like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like it was always there and it was always present in front of me. But for me, I think I was so used to music just being in front of me that I didn't really realize that it was a passion of mine. It was something that like was always with me through everything.
Yeah.
I looked for music when I was feeling down, when I was feeling angry. You know, it's kind of like it's your mood. It's your mood. But it wasn't until a few years ago where I was like, man, if there's anything that makes me looking for career paths and, you know, if there's anything that makes me happy, it's music.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, like you said, like music is something that just to gets you through the deepest times. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? The lows, the highs. Music is always, I don't know, I've timelined my life through music.
Mm-hmm.
So I could tell you when songs came, certain songs came, like Titanic, Celine Dion.
Ooh.
Third grade in front of the TV, Fugees, second grade at Wisconsin Conservatory, lifelong learning. Shout out to that school, long time ago. But talking about school, let's talk about your educational background with music.
Okay.
Yeah, so you say you went to the School of Arts.
I did.
And our editor, First Spearhead, his name is Stephen Van Plue, and he is alumni of that.
Really?
Of the arts.
What year?
He graduated 07.
Oh, I was 2014.
Oh, nice.
So, a little, you know, but I was always a vocal major. Mm-hmm. I auditioned to get in there, and I was a vocal major for the 4 years. And even, can I tell you that even in high school, being a vocal major, I still don't feel like I explored music enough or like I should have, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, I will say this. Had I known there was schools out here like this back then, there ain't nothing you can change now. You know what I mean? But if I would have known that these schools existed, believe me, I would have tried. Because I could have did acting. I could have did, I'd sing, write lyricism, everything. And I'm just like, they have actual schools out here for that. So that's awesome. School of Arts. Where's that located?
Ooh, that was on Highland. I remember I was on the bus, and I think I took, like, all 27th to Highland.
Yeah.
But it was somewhere around there.
Got you.
Somewhere somewhere.
Did you always go by Alicia? Were there any other aliases you went by?
Alicia. Only Alicia. And mainly because growing up, I realized that not a lot of people spell their name like my name is spelled. And I hated it growing up. Yeah. Trust me. But then I realized it's not that bad.
It's not that
not
bad.
Not that bad after all.
Well, how does it feel? I mean, like, as a Latina, mm-hmm. bilingual, mm-hmm. and the power you possess through that, because, I mean, you're able to reach different crowds. That salsa track you put out, or Curiosity, the one that's playing in my head. Mm-hmm. A curiosity.
I got a question for you.
How does that feel? I mean,
empowering.
Yeah.
Empowering, just because as a Latina, I feel like growing up, we're minorities.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. so it's empowering, you know? I mean, just in general, not just music. Music is like the cherry on top. Like, it makes me feel not like a minority. Like, yeah. again, empowering. Just like I have this influence, you know? Like, I can influence others to do what they love to do as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, I love it. Like, you, like, this is what I'm going to say. And I'm going to put it on the record for all everyone right. to see. I was in, where was I? In Milwaukee. I think it was towards Menominee Falls. I was shooting a video, and I went off to the side, went on my phone, opened up the book, see, like, who's riding me? And out of nowhere, you're a post of yours with a song, and I think it was Curiosity, came up, and within the first 10 seconds of hearing you, I was like, this voice is mature. This voice knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And holy cow, like, aww. Speechless. I mean, honestly, like, you hear people attempt to, I had my R&B like stint that didn't work out.
You got to try it to know if it's for you.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But what was that like when you realized the voice and the power you had behind the voice?
I don't think it was the power behind it. I think realizing that I can put, so music is healing for me. And when I say that I found out, like, right, that it was my passion, and I came to terms that it was my passion a few years ago.
Yeah.
I realized that everyone as a human, right, has to heal from something. And putting my voice on a record, first of all.
Yeah.
And being able to heal certain parts of myself by putting my voice on these records, mm-hmm. that is an unexplainable feeling, because I feel like I'm such a better person than I was a few years ago just by doing music. You know, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. It really is amazing.
What type of style writing do you see? Do you find yourself drawn to?
Like a genre or?
I mean, so you do salsa. I mean, I'm guessing you could do reggaeton. Mm-hmm. You do R&B. Mm-hmm. I could see you doing soul.
Yes. Like,
you know what I mean? Some church music.
Well, that's what I'm drawn to.
That's what you're
it's
drawn to?
It's R&B soul specifically. Yeah. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's those, it's the melodic, you know, something that's, takes out the healing voice in me. That's what I'm super drawn to.
Yeah. Who have been mentors or guides that have directed you through? Now, you did mention your mom. Mm-hmm. So we know.
Number one fan, mommy.
Let's do this, mommy. Give her her.
She does.
But who have been other influences or guys that have helped you through this type of musical journey you're on?
So don't kill me for saying this, right? Because I don't feel like I've really had a lot of mentors or mm-hmm. or anyone, any like guidance, mm-hmm. honestly. But my producer, Kevin Silva, has been, he like believes, okay? He believes.
Yeah.
When he first heard my voice, I think he believed in me more than I believed in myself. And then I got to that. When I saw what he was seeing and what he was listening to,
yeah,
I knew I knew he was solid, okay?
For sure.
But unfortunately, no, I haven't really had a lot of guidance in music. And maybe because I haven't, like, sought it out or maybe looked for any guidance or, you know?
Yeah.
But hopefully I do. Hopefully soon I have some guidance in nice. Music.
Nice. It'll be along the way. You'll see as it your journey goes on. I always feel when you're on, I say this all the time, but when you're on your path, things just fall into place.
Yeah.
The right people come along and mm-hmm. want to help, essentially. So what keeps you motivated as far as songwriting and, you know, because you go through type of writer's blocks, you know, just what keeps you motivated to keep writing and keep producing the music you've created?
Me, myself, and I feel like I started it. What is the saying? It's easier to keep going than to quit.
Yeah.
I started it, and when I made the decision to start putting music out and start just actually doing this, you know, there's no going back.
Yeah.
You're not going to call me a quitter.
No, sorry. What type of barriers do you think you feel you faced in this journey now that you're finally, because it was up until how long ago that you started actually taking the music on a serious note?
Less than a year. I put out my first feature actually with Erian, and that was March. Yeah. March, like mid-March of last year, gotcha. 2023. So less than a year. The barriers. Oh, I'm not sure if this is common. I mean, I've heard it before, but I think I had to start going through it to realize that it was true. People not rooting for you. It has been, I think, one of the most like difficult pills, I think, for me to swallow is like, dang, people don't really believe in your dream the way you believe in it. And that has been, it's better now. But when I first started, oof.
I don't think it's necessarily they don't believe. It's just, I feel, you know, it's in silence. They're rooting in silence. Mm-hmm. And some people are just like, don't want you to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing that I could say through this journey with the podcasting that I've struggled with is there's a lot of people, I've got validation and I'm not mm-hmm. looking for validation.
Right.
But at the same time, I've expected collaborations. I've expected, you know, just more of a response. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I haven't received the response that has been great, but a lot of people, man, they stay quiet. It's just tough. It's one of those things you gotta push through.
Yeah, especially from the people that are close to you.
Yep.
That has been, I've gotten a lot of love from strangers, and that alone has been amazing. But definitely, it's the close people to you that kind of just, my heart. But I think it's part of the game, because it really is. It's part of the game, and gotta keep pushing.
How do you feel Milwaukee has attributed to your success? I mean, because in a sense, now you're finally coming out. You're finally letting people hear your voice. Mm-hmm. How do you feel where you've grown up? The type of experiences you've been, the type of wisdom you've gained mm-hmm. through growing up here. How do you feel that's impacted your music?
It's given my music.
Yeah.
It's given my music the content, honestly. Yeah. It's given all the content and all the music that I do have mm-hmm. came from an experience.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't mine, and it was somebody else's, it gave me that content. It gave me that drive to want to drive about mm-hmm. it, to want to write about it, to want to use it, you know, for as an expression, as a form of expression.
Mm. Let's talk about some of your songs. Let's start with...
Which one?
You Belong to Me.
Ooh, okay. So You Belong with Me, that is the single that validated for me that I should pursue this. I came back to the studio after years, and I came with a little piece of song, which is You Belong With Me, a little from YouTube, a little chorus. And man, that chorus turned into like a 5-hour session.
Yeah.
And it was so heartwarming and it was such an amazing session. You belong with me. A lot of people think I'm speaking of a significant other, and I am directly speaking to God. Okay. I am directly speaking. I feel like that song was God speaking through me. And I know that's like a tough, a little sticky thing to speak about. I think God is like politics, you know? Yeah. But in my beliefs and what I believe in, You Belong With Me was like, this is for you, girl. This is me talking to you. This is for you.
Yeah. I love the song.
Aw, thank you.
You belong with me.
Show what you...
all right, Curiosity.
Curiosity. So Curiosity is Ed Yang's song, who we did Someone New first, which is my song, and he was my feature. And then Curiosity came about, I put a verse on there, and it's catchy. It's good vibes for sure. And me and Ed Yang actually were friends from middle school. So I think out of curiosity, like, who are you talking about? You know, we go way back. You know, it was easy to put a verse on that.
Yeah. Well, I know his stepdad.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It's but not because Milwaukee is small.
Yep, small Milwaukee. is it called Someone New?
Someone New.
Yeah. And that's another
There's
one.
Someone
you
New. Yep. Yeah. And that was one of the first songs that I wrote out of not my experience. You know, that was like a jingle to me. There's someone new. That is something that I feel like a lot of people go through, right?
Yep.
You go, you're with someone, maybe that doesn't work, you know, and there's someone new, you know?
Yeah.
There's they might not do it like the last one, but there's someone new, you know?
Collaborations. So Edion has been a collaboration that you've done. Has there been anyone else that you've collaborated with?
I have a few other artists. Some of them are not working. So like working artists. So it hasn't been something that I've like decided to put that much thought into and actually put out. But I do have a couple other features. And some that I'm hoping to work on pretty soon. So sometime this year, add some more features. But Ed Yang has been the only feature that has been out.
Who are dream collabs for you?
Like big collabs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know who Sabrina Claudio is.
Yeah.
Oh, Sabrina Claudio. She's Puerto Rican as well.
Yep.
Bilingual. Her voice is amazing. Amazing. I love me some Eladio Carrión. Right? I hope you know Eladio Carrión. You know, that's, I feel like from the male artist, he's like my number one. Sabrina B, my first for a woman. Jen Aiko, Tannerell, which is like up and coming.
Yeah.
But she's blowing up. I love me the underground. I love me, honestly, I don't want to say I'm not a fan of like the big artist, but I love watching it.
Yeah.
It's just the people who are also starting and also going through their journey that I kind of like, it attracts me to listening to them, and those are my top. Those are Sabrina, Tannerell, Eladio Carrión.
Yeah.
Te estoy buscando.
What do you feel are milestones for you in this stint that you've just started? Like you said, it's been less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
You have a couple tracks out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel are milestones for you in this journey?
Already that I've already had, you know, honestly, just putting music out. I would have never thought in a million years that I was going to be recording and putting music out, let alone even letting anyone know that I sing. All right.
Yeah.
That right there is like, it's a big achievement for me.
Yeah.
And honestly, if down in the long run is something that I decide not to do, which it won't be, but that's such an accomplishment for me. And whatever comes with it, you know, it's a day-by-day thing. But just being able to record and put my feelings and my emotions into my music, and that's a big milestone for me. I would have never thought I was going to be doing that.
There you go. You got to say thank you to Mom again.
Thank you, Mommy.
You know, part of this, you know, this journey you're on, you create a legacy.
Yeah.
What do you hope as a legacy to leave when it's all said and done, what do you feel?
So I feel like as humans, we all have a purpose mm-hmm. here in the world. And I'm hoping that my music, whatever genre it is, whatever it is that I put out, mm-hmm. that it touches people
yeah.
in some way, in some form. Just how music was like therapy for me.
Yeah.
I hope that I become therapy for other people around the world mm-hmm. through all of my genres.
There you go. She's taking on more than one, people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you, any new projects you working on?
I am. I have been working. I mentioned it to you, but I'm working on a little reggaeton trap. I've got another salsa on the way.
Yeah.
I've got maybe a rock or something in there, you know?
See? Look at that, man.
I got a little bit of pop, a little bit of, what do we call these, like?
The many flavors of Alicia.
Yes, 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 yes. I love it. It's like Hawaiian type of.
Okay.
What do we call that instrument? Island feel. Yes. I got few of those. but I'm working. I'm
going to continue to work.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
That's when I got in there.
There you go. Where do you see yourself in the next 5?
Ooh, okay. So I don't think too far in the future. I kind of just go day by day.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just go with the flow of things and, hey, if it's meant for me, it's meant for me. Not yeah. that thinking 5 years from now is too ahead, but
mm-hmm.
I like to live in the moment.
Yeah.
I love to live in the moment.
Look at you. She's living in the moment, people.
Yeah, living in the moment.
This is the question. This is the
give it to me. Give
the
me.
Big one. What would you give? What advice would you give to aspiring artists and our youth?
Don't let fear stop you. Anyone, don't let fear stop you from doing what you love to do.
Yeah.
A lot of people struggle with finding their purpose in life, and it is usually right in front of you.
Yeah.
You don't even have to look too deep. Just don't let fear stop you from pursuing what you love, you mm-hmm. know? And fear could be anything. Fear could be a little bit of stage fright.
Yep.
It could be, you know, the people around you that, you know, you might not want to disappoint, or, you know, who don't believe in you. Just it's fear. Fear is my number one. It's taken over like a lot,
yeah.
you know, from me. Because I could have been doing this sooner if it wasn't over, you know, for fear. Don't be scared. Go all in 100% mm-hmm. and give your all. And give your all.
There we go. Well, I thank you. One, for coming on.
Of course.
Two, I just being a part of this journey, letting me be a part of yours. I see a bright future for you. Your voice, you're talented. And when we release the interview, definitely we'll be sharing the songs on the platform for everyone
you.
To hear.
Thank you.
What are ways people can connect with you?
So I do a lot of social media as far as like advertising. So Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram, music wise, I put my music out on a lot of platforms. So
yeah.
more specific ones that people love is Spotify,
yeah.
Apple Music, Pandora, Deezer. The list goes on.
Yeah.
But contact me. Contact me if you have to. If anyone
yeah.
wants to kind of reach out, business, contact me.
Nice.
I'm in it to win it.
Well, again, I thank you for coming on, and I look forward to see where this is going to go.
Aww,
all right. Well, stay blessed. And with that, Spearhead out.